There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to Day 55 of the Tabernacle, a copy of Heavenly Things. David M. Levi once said, "Only two chapters of the Bible are devoted to a description of the creation of the world and mankind, but 50 chapters are devoted to a description of the tabernacle and its related ministries." Our text for today is from Hebrews 8, verses 1 through 5. Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Thus, it is necessary for this priest also to have something to offer. Now, if he were on earth, he would not be a priest at all, since there are priests who offer gifts according to the law. They serve a copy and shadow of the heavenly things. For when Moses was about to erect the tent, he was instructed by God, saying, "See that you make everything according to the pattern that was shown you on the mountain." As we journeyed through the tabernacle and studied its components, we have repeatedly discovered how much God longs to meet with us. This truth depicts God's plan to forever fellowship with his people. Everything we learned of the earthly tabernacle in the Old Testament is a type and illustration of what we will see in heaven. The writer of Hebrews writes that they serve a copy and shadow of heavenly things. That's from Hebrews 8, verse 5. The word copy, found here in Scripture, can also mean example. The New Testament word for shadow can be defined as an outline of a spiritual reality. The tabernacle provides an outline and an example of deeper spiritual realities and biblical truths. Therefore, the tabernacle foreshadows what will be a reality in heaven. In experiencing the presence of God, teachings from the book of Hebrews, A.W. Tozer explains that the tabernacle points to heavenly things. The Lord said there was a pattern given to Moses on the mount, but now there is in heaven a sanctuary, a true tabernacle. There is an altar, a mercy seat, and a high priest. And if Jesus were on earth, he could not be a priest because there were priests already here on earth after the order of Levi. But he said, according to the Old Testament scriptures themselves, there has come a priest who is above the Levitical priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, and this Jesus is the one. And he said that Jesus has a more excellent ministry than Levi, who had the tabernacle. There is something utterly beautiful about the Old Testament tabernacle and Levitical order. It was spoiled and stained by blood everywhere, for sin had spoiled and stained the world. And it took blood to wash the world. So all through the Old Testament order, there was blood. Blood of lambs, pigeons, and goats. But it was all pointing to the Lamb of God who would come to take away the sin of the world. This whole tabernacle has been lifted and is now in heaven, and we have a priest there forever who offered himself as the Lamb to end the sacrifice of all lambs. We have an altar there, not the altar in Jerusalem, but the altar in heaven. We have the Lamb there to take the place of all the beasts that were slain on Jewish altars. And we have an altar of incense there, where our Lord pleads to take the place of that transient altar of incense in the old tabernacle in Judea. Jesus Christ is the true priest, and strictly, He is the only priest. In a secondary sense, all of His people are priests. But in a primary sense, there's only one priest, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lord, the High Priest. I hope our journey together through the tabernacle provided you with a greater perspective of our High Priest Jesus. May we recognize more fully our Savior, the Lamb of God, as the ultimate and final sacrifice for our sins. As the tabernacle was a special place for God to meet with His people, may you find a special place in your own spiritual Holy of Holies, where you can meet daily with your Savior and enjoy His presence. Some questions to consider. How important is it that God gives visual aids to reveal His presence and power? Consider and respond to the following words concerning the tabernacle from Philip Ryken and R. Kent Hughes. The High King of Heaven came down to earth to live with His people. This was the meaning of the tabernacle in the wilderness, the tent that Moses built. The tabernacle was a place to worship God, enter His presence, and behold His glory. It was a place for the sons and daughters of earth to meet the Lord of Heaven. To accomplish this purpose, the tabernacle was carefully constructed. God designed it in such a way as to reveal deep spiritual truths about His divine character. He made the tabernacle to communicate His supreme holiness and covenant love for His people. And finally, in what ways do you envision the pattern of the tabernacle as a picture of your relationship with Jesus? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.